Hello and welcome to another episode of An Inspired Life, where we find freedom and meaning by embracing our divine essence. And I have here today a beautiful woman who is actually the first woman who truly allowed me to understand that I could make a difference in business, who believed in me and helped me to believe in myself, and who taught me that business could be, and life could be, a mix of spirituality and consciousness and guided by our higher self. So she's a remarkable mentor in my life, and I'm really excited to be able to share her with you. Nadra Razak from Conscious Woman in Business. Welcome.
Thank you, Kiara. Thanks for having me.
You know, I'm so excited. And just before we started to record this interview, we had some technology difficulties. I haven't told Nadra yet, but like, I cried this morning, sat at the bottom of the shower and cried. And it's been a big day already. And we were a bit like, oh, okay, let's get on, let's do this. And Nadra just took us through a prayer out loud just before we got on. And it just helped us ground and center and remember what we are here for, like here in the world and here in this moment on this interview. And it really just opens up your heart and allows the greatest good to come from it. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, is the power of prayer. And Nadra, I know that this is such an important part of your life as well. And one of the best things that I got from working with you was understanding this. So can you talk to us about prayer? Because people do think like the understanding behind it is that it's like all about God. And to me, it feels a little different. Like, I'd love to understand your understanding of prayer.
I think it's important for me to probably share a little bit about my background and how I viewed prayer, like my own before, during, and after story to do with prayer, because I grew up in Sri Lanka and only came to Australia when I was 18 years old. So in Sri Lanka, family-wise and culture-wise, prayer was a big part. Like, for the majority of my life, I lived right opposite a Buddhist temple. So we would be waking up in the morning, like 5 a.m., you could hear chanting over a loudspeaker. There's no Environmental Protection Authority saying anything about
that quiet.
So it would be, and then you'd hear the little monks chanting as well, because that was like a massive temple that all these little, you know, boys in their robes would come, like their parents would drop them off and hand them over, like, to the temple to become monks. And I would come in my hijab, because I went to a Muslim school for 10 years of my life, and my mom was Catholic but converted to Islam to marry my dad. And I was, you know, I had a lot of pressure from my dad's family, who was Muslim, saying I needed to go to an Islamic school because my mom wasn't capable of teaching me all the, you know, the rules and the obligations and those kinds of things. So for me, I had this very mixed relationship to prayer, because on one hand, it was just a way of life. Like, you'd see it everywhere, like, you know, you'd hear the chanting, and for us, like, you know, seeing my dad go to the mosque or something was very normal. And where my cousins used to live, just right at the end of the street, was a local mosque, so you'd hear the call to prayer. But it was not in my consciousness. It was just like it's just one of those things kind of feeling. And I feel like I probably really understood the impact of prayer in my life very, very recently, I would say, when I was pregnant with my second, and that's around the time I met you.
Of course.
Where all of the ritualistic stuff, it was, you know, we do our prayers in Arabic, and I tend to, you know, say out loud if I want guidance about something. I'm saying it in English, I'm not saying it in a particular language or anything, but our ritualistic prayer tends to be mostly in Arabic. But there was one point when I was saying it in Arabic, and then I was going through the translation, and I was just, it's like my heart suddenly opened up and could understand everything. Like, everything that ever went before suddenly made sense, and there was a click in my system. And I just got it at like a deeper level of prayer is not for this God or your creator. It's like, it's even said in our, you know, context, it's actually for you. It's to get you back into center. And we've got a ritualistic thing where, you know, we're supposed to be praying 5 times a day and whatnot. And I used to always think of it as a burden and it's this annoyance. It's like, oh, I've got to stop everything that I'm doing to, you know, take ablution and, you know, have these ritualistic things of washing and purifying myself to go pray. And I am being taken off this task that I'm doing on the computer that I am really into. And now that's not so much in my consciousness. It's more of, oh, wow, I have an appointment with God. And let me just leave this and I can always come back to this. But it's like now I just have this bigger picture understanding of why this thing exists and how much we benefit from it. It's because it's prayer is not really for your creator. He doesn't need you to pray or he or she, he doesn't need you to pray. It's for you. And then you realize it's this, now I see it almost as a touch point in my day of everything could go cuckoo during the day, but that is something that I can find rest in.
Yeah.
And it's also something I find that on some days, my prayers are pretty shitty. I can find that I'm just rushing through it. I'm going through the motions. And at other times, I can really feel. And I think it's also a real marker for us to go, you know what? Sometimes that even happens in your work. Like you'd get through something and you didn't bring intention to it. You just did it for the sake of doing it to get it done, to check it off your list. And then at other times when you really remember why you're doing something and you had solid intention behind the thing, it doesn't matter whether you did that for 5 minutes or 20 minutes or an hour. It's like someone was holding you whilst you did the thing and you don't have an experience of time passing because it's like, held. And I find that I feel like it's just a mirror of our state as well.
And I really want to like just touch on that as well, because I think it's not just what you're like, how you're being while you work, but what about when you're with the people that you love or when you're spending alone time? Like, you know, people are like, I spend heaps of time alone. Yeah. How much of that is quality time? How much of that is with full presence and attention and intention? How much of that is like, how much of your time that you spend with the people you love, are you just doing it and going through the motions, or are you actually fully present? And that's why I love the power of prayer, because it's not, to me, it's not like, I don't have a religious affiliation. Like, I do believe in the divine, absolutely, but not in anyone that I could find in a church or a mosque or anything like that. And I don't even know that you need to have any kind of belief of that sort. Most of our listeners probably do, but I don't know that that's necessary. I think that prayer, if like just as we go through, for everyone that's listening, I want you to hear prayer as being interchanged with intention. So when we pray, if you believe in a higher source, do it to the higher source and connect in that way, or just connect with like your highest source in you.
I just got an insight for you just as you said that. I've also come across it being called on as it's a call. It's like a, you know, not a 911, but it's just a, oh, you know, hello, are you there? Anyone listening? This is what's going on right now. I don't know how to deal with this. My kid's screaming. Please help. It's like, you know, a moment to pause and just go, yeah. We've got a little intention in the scripture that, like God says, if anyone calls you, that meaning anyone, doesn't mean that you're attached to a particular religion or anything. It's like, I'm there. It's like, I am nearer to you than your jugular vein, which means that there is this presence that we can't deny. And so why aren't we using it? Like, I think Marianne Williamson, I can't remember in which book, maybe it was the Divine Law of Compensation or something, where she said something like, why is it that we pray, you know, some medical emergency is happening and the doctors come in and tell the family, we have done everything we could. Now the only thing there's left to do is pray. And she says, why don't we flip that and just, why aren't we praying in the beginning that things go right or the way we want to go? Like, that was a last resort. So I feel like part of us doing this podcast or why it's coming up now in consciousness is just have that at the beginning of your day or bring it to the forefront, and from that other things will stem, or you're just making your life easier. So why not use that as a tool as opposed to last resort when everything's going like shit hits the fan?
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree with you. Like, I just, this is so funny. I told you that I'd tell you why I wanted to talk the power of prayer now at this time in my life at some point during this interview. And it was because I've just listened to the audiobook of Marianne Williamson's The Divine Law of Compensation. How funny is that? And as I did, I just heard over and over again the power of prayer. And particularly in that case, to change the quality of my own thoughts. So I've been using it more and more as a healing technique, and a cleansing, clearing kind of technique. So if I notice that I have loveless thoughts in my mind, if I feel any like guilt or fear or anxiety or worry, anything like that come up, I literally pray. And when I first started doing it just a couple of weeks ago, I was praying like probably close to 12 or 16 times a day. And that's pretty decent. I'd say that if I noticed more, I would have been praying more, right? And then I reckon I probably do it about 6 times a day now already. So that's a massive change. And each time that I prayed, actually, I might just share like a rough example for the people who are listening. To me, I use the divine, but you can use God or universe or whatever you would prefer to call it. But I just say like, dear divine, like I am feeling so frustrated in my body right now. Like I feel fearful. I'm scared. I feel like angry at this person, whatever it is. And then I just say, I surrender it to you. And the weight just feels like it comes off my body and goes up. And like, I surrender it to you. And I ask for love to be returned. Like I ask for you to shower me with light and love and allow my thoughts to return to loving thoughts and for me to be able to have a miracle in the way that I'm seeing this right now. And then I just say thank you 3 times. Like I do this all the time with my partner. If I'm angry at him, I'm like, please, I'm asking for a miracle in how I'm seeing this, because I know that I can't change him, but I can change my thoughts, right? Or I mean, I've tried to change.
And with you, Kira, like you're saying miracle, because again, this has been your world, and you know that a miracle is a shift in perception, right? Yeah. So our listeners might have gleaned that off other podcasts as well. Oh, there was a couple of things as you were talking. I just made some crazy notes.
I saw you.
Yeah,
you go ahead, my love.
Yeah, because I was just thinking of like the different contexts we use prayer, or we're so used to using prayer, usually when it's a health scenario, maybe a relationship or with our kids going, please, you know, pray over this person because they're sick or whatever. But then I saw, I think Doreen Virtue apparently had this tweet about like, even if you have a sugar addiction and you're trying to cut down your sugar and you know it's either your will versus creator or the divine helping you to lift you up when you could give in and just reach for sugar, you know, and just again saying, look, I'm really wanting to try on this new habit. I just need your help. Because there's so many, you know, distractions, and I can succumb to temptation. It's all around me, sugars and everything. So you could use it for that. But the other thing that I wanted to point out when you were talking about prayer and how you were reaching out, I think what it's really stemming from is this bigger relationship. It's like, what is your relationship to the divine? And to understand that we're human and the divine is the divine, and that as humans, we are needy. And so that's why we need to lean and our hearts need to lean. Mm-hmm. So if we don't do that, it's like, oh, I can do this. Like, yeah, your will is pretty powerful, but your will alone cannot allow things to happen in a way that's miraculous. Because sometimes again, you were saying, you know, how you were putting feelings and saying, I feel frustrated, I feel this, I feel that. Sometimes I am so low that I remember that God says, like, look, you don't even need to be able to put words to it. Mm. It's like, I'll just put my head on the floor and just like really sink in and just say, I don't even know what I need, but you do. So just relieve this situation for me. So you don't even have to have language around it. Like, you were created by this divine thing, this who orchestrated this whole universe. It's like, doesn't that energy know you more than you know yourself? So it's just that in the moment, it's like that ask and it is given thing. It's like you're a caller. It's like call and response. It's like playing the drum and the djembe. It's like call and response. It's like, hey. And then you get, it's like, yeah, I'm listening. What do you want? Like, I know what I want, but you know, so.
Yeah. Do you know, even I've had like, lately the energies have been really crazy. Like, everyone's been talking about the September energies, right? Like astrologically and stuff, it's been really interesting. And so I had so much come up over that time, and I would go to bed and I just like had all these thoughts like filtering around inside of me, and I was so confused. And so I would just pray for clarity. Like, as I go to sleep, and it's beautiful because it's instilled this really beautiful ritual where as I fall asleep, I just think about all of the things I'm grateful for from that day and then ask for what I want for the next day. And I usually just ask for one thing. So for me, most of the time in that, it was just clarity. And I would wake up and like journal and just know the answer to whatever was the question the day before, every single time. Like, just it's so powerful. And I do want to I really do want to go back to as well that although Nadra believes in like the divine creator, if you don't have that belief, this is still really powerful for your own mind. That's the really important stuff about it. So like for a lot of us, like for me included, knowing that I can rest on the divine is such a beautiful place of surrender. Like, when you believe that everything happened perfectly and there's like this divine energy just like going forth and creating magic for you as you go along, it is so much easier to surrender. And if you don't yet really know that or fully trust in that, or even you might think it's a load of crap, whatever you believe, like, just recognize that this is the power of intention and prayer is to help shift your own mind and where you're at, like to take you from fear to love as well.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah, thanks for clarifying that too.
Do you know, one of the other things that you said before, Nadra, that really meant a lot to me was about, you know, this kind of like a greater plan. And I don't remember the exact quote, and I hate it because I get on these podcasts and I get so excited and then I can't remember who I'm quoting or even the exact words, but it was something like, we're all trying to flap around in our little, like, I don't know, seagull magpie wings, like pigeon wings, those size. And what we really have are like the wings of an eagle trying to help us glide along. But we're just trying to see from our tiny limited perception of what's possible. So we're like, if I'm going to create this amount of money in my business, it's going to be from this area of my life, not from like the divine, like absolute magic that can happen. If I'm going to find my ideal partner, it's going to be in that man, or it's going to be in this kind of place. Like, I found my ideal partner in a bar. I did not think that was going to happen. You know, I think that there's magic that's all around us, and you're so right that like prayer allows us to trust in that a little bit more.
Yeah. And I, just when you said, you know, that's where you met Mario, like in a bar, it was also, I liked the connection of prayer and intuition to say, asked, and then you probably got guided that day and you trusted in your body to go, I don't actually want to be indoors today. I want to go out and just be amongst people. And it probably led you there as well.
It's so funny. I don't really go out ever. I haven't been out in ages, and I was like, I want to go out tonight. And I went out with a friend of mine who I'd never been out with before and I've never been out with since, and she rekindled things with a guy that she'd seen out that night, and I met Mario, who I'd known in primary school, and we're now both still dating them and have never been out again since. It's just like, it's total divine. And you just touched on something there about, you know, like there's prayer and then there's intuition. So can you tell us some more about that link? You know, like, are we asking, are we receiving? Like, how does that work in prayer?
Yeah, so I feel like for us, in context, the prayer is the ask. Mm-hmm. It's like you put it out, and then our responsibility is then to just listen for what comes back. Because when you pray, you could it could be a very general thing, or you could be asking for signs or asking for clarity. Mm. And then you just need to be super connected to yourself so you know how your intuition is pinging to you or speaking to you and the different notes. Mm. So for you, it might be like that day was just a knowing. It's like intuition is like, you know that you just know something without knowing how you know it. it was like just in your body, you just were like, I feel like I need to go there. And sometimes you might be out driving and you knew you prayed for a sign, and then maybe the car in front of you has a bumper sticker that it reminds you of something, and you know you're meant to go down that rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. It could be subtle and it could be very direct, you know, like you prayed maybe to grow your list, and then say somebody asks you for an interview. Like it could be more direct things and more subtle things, but I feel like when the intuition piece kicks in is more in the listening and the receiving, because it's a very feminine, more receiving space to be in. You can't go hunting it, it just comes to you, and your job is to be in as I guess a receiving state as possible, meaning, you know, go do the prayer, but then go about your day making sure that you're in a pleasurable state, that you're in a state that pleases you. So if you're not feeling that great, you know, like for me, if my hair is really crappy, it just makes me even more grumpy or more frazzled. So if I just go use my GHD sometimes, that's like, yeah, I know it's a really superficial thing, and it's like more, oh, really? Like using beauty for that sort of thing, or it could be putting on your warrior makeup. So I can handle anything once my hair is blow dried and it's washed.
yeah I get out of my tracksuit pants if I'm feeling like that, and I put on like a beautiful feminine dress or long skirt or something, because it allows me to just like step into how I want to feel. Actually, you taught me that too, Nadra. That's really cool.
I think you can use beauty, you can use like the physical, the fact that, yeah, we're humans and we're in a physical body. So yeah, if you've been feeling a bit off, then maybe it's the stuff that you've been putting in your body, and you've had too many coffees that day, and you're having this carbohydrate like just fog because you've been eating sugar and carbs and processed foods that day. And then maybe, you know, maybe you'll hear the sign as a voice, like go see that dietitian, or just drink more water. It could be just a voice in your head. And that's just telling you, hey, you said you were feeling like this. It's your physical, nothing to do. Your emotional stuff's coming because you've been physically feeding yourself crap.
And I think anyone who's ever done a fast understands that there's a massive link between what you eat and your emotions, because so many times when I was fasting, I was like, I'm so hungry. And then I realized that actually wasn't. There was just like emotions that I didn't want to feel that were coming up, and I'm so used to numbing myself with the food that it's like a way of like putting it down, and then your body gets tired, so it takes like your energy away to process the food rather than actually having to feel whatever you're feeling. So it kind of has the same effect. Overeating or eating too much sugar has the same effect for me as drinking alcohol, because it like just disconnects me from spirit and my intuition, because there's like interference, I guess.
And I was thinking about this. I was doing this productivity kind of course, and a cool thing that they shared there, which I wanted to link this to prayer. They said, anytime you're having a problem in your life, and it's, you've done everything you can, and now it's an act of surrender. Like there has to be some sort of an intervention from a higher source, because you don't really know what to do in the next instance. You've done your bit. You could even bring, in terms of context, to your actions list for the day to pray about, like as a little, I don't know whether you put your hands up like this and draw a little symbol and go, okay, oh yeah, my kid was having some crazy allergies or whatever, I need to just pray that I'm, you know, we find the right physician, and please bring that person into our life or whatever. Like it could be these little things that it's like, it doesn't have, prayer doesn't have to sit outside your life. And like a thing that's outside, like just bring it in and like let it seamlessly become part of it in your own way.
Yeah.
So I just found that for the people who are like really productive and go, I don't have time to pray. Like
Yes.
Make the problem a project.
Yeah. Do you know what you just said that's so powerful as well? I don't even know if you realized what you said. It was really powerful that, you know, you can pray for to find the right physician. So it's not like we're praying in the sense that like whatever we want is going to be cured overnight. We're going to wake up. Like we're praying and we don't get to decide how that happens. We just need to be open to the guidance. So the guidance could be that we change diet. The guidance could be that we go away on a holiday that like relieves stress and changes the allergy. Or it could be that we find a physician. Like divine works through people as well, and even through modern medicine as well. So it's totally like we don't get to pick how it happens. That's why it's divine guidance. We get guided. Hey.
Yeah, I love that. And that's why like it's not something that's all happening like in the ether. It's like it's totally linked to what you do in the physical form. So there are action steps for you as a person who has responsibilities and routines and things that you do in the home and your business and your life. And it just guides you. You're just, I feel like you're just a bit more intentional about everything. So it's like you will pick up the phone then and phone a friend who you knew this great person, or you think about somebody to ring, say, hey, do you know so-and-so, you know, could you recommend a so-and-so, like, you know, just to get the right support. Maybe you've been doing it alone and you've only been praying this way, but not relying on humans and other people who, oh, you know that story in the Law of Divine Compensation about when the person prayed for support and God, they were in a flood.
Yeah.
And God said, have you told that story before?
I can give it a shot.
Yeah.
So there was a person who was in a flood and they prayed to God for help. And then someone came by, I think in a car, and said, do you want a hand? And he's like, oh, no, God will save me. The car drove off. And then someone came by in a boat and they were like, do you want a hand? And he's like, no, God will save me. He's just standing on the roof waiting for God. A helicopter comes by. Do you want us to save you? No, God will save me. And then he finally gets to heaven and he asks God, like, why'd you let me go? Like, what happened? Where were you? And God says, I sent you a car. I sent you a boat. I sent you a helicopter. You know, that's such a great story to bring up, Nadra, because it's so true, isn't it? Like, we can't just expect things to happen to us. Like, yes, ask for guidance, but then implement the guidance. Like, if you randomly have the name of someone pop into your head or an image of them pop into your head, like, give them a call and just see how they are. You have no idea why it came up, but it's coming up for a reason.
Yeah, and that's when your intuition can go, I'm getting a good feeling about this person, or that video, oh, I need to lean in a bit more. She's saying something, or that person's saying something, I want to listen closer. Like it guides you in that way. And also every time you have a vision for your life and you talk about living an inspired life, Kiara, so there's something that's pulling you. So if you don't know the direction and you pray for clarity and then you get an image of a holiday or whatever and you go, oh, that's, I feel awake looking at that picture of that mountain or that scene, I feel like I'm going to explore that further. It's kind of telling you life wants to take you in that direction. And then at other times it's more like maybe you run a business and you want business help or whatever, but you're thinking you have to do it all yourself and not realizing that someone offering a course or someone, like for me, it was to do with my productivity. Like I knew I was really struggling, like after the kids and stuff, I realized, oh my God, like sometimes my inbox is like out of control and I never delete anything because I don't want to do anything. And I wanted someone to help me with my productivity. And a lady did come along in the beginning of the year, but my intuition, it was just not the right fit. And then this other course comes up in my life completely, just like I was just listening to a podcast and then it led to a resource. And I'm like, when I was listening to their webinar, I'm like, I need to be on that course. Like those people have something for me. So it's like you are still doing stuff to improve your life and advance your life. And usually those opportunities come at a level up. You either have to spend money on it or spend time and resources in that direction to move you. And sometimes it's free, but sometimes it is an exchange of some sort. Like this guy had to literally put up his hand if the helicopter guy was hovering and he needed to be pulled up. You've got to rescue yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And mm-hmm. that, like, even if you're going on a canoe and these rapids are forming, I had another teacher say, like, there'll be another like an emergency canoe guy coming to say, hey, need help, but you've got to literally hold on to his oar and lift yourself up out of your kayak to get into his one.
Yeah.
And that takes effort. So yeah. effort might mean moving money around or figuring out how you're going to get the money for something or figuring out, yeah, my schedule is packed, but I really need to learn how to do social media because I know that's the direction I want to go into or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's an effort.
Oh, I love this so much. You know, just yesterday I was about to get in the car and drive. And so I wanted to put on a YouTube video while I drove, like an audiobook to come through my car. I promise, perfectly legal. I pressed it before I drove. And as I flicked through my watch later thing on YouTube, one of them just really stood out to me. It was so interesting. It was one of Marie Forleo's on self-sabotage. And as I just was like, oh, okay. Like I could just feel it was right. So I did. And so as I said before, like the energies lately feel like they've thrown me around a bit and I've learned so much. I've gained so much clarity and it's been beautiful. And at the same time, I feel as though that message came up just yesterday for me to be like, me to receive guidance that I was on the edge of being on self-sabotage, like this, like, okay, you've done really well. You've been really kind to yourself. And right now you're coming up against an upper limit because your business is growing and things are happening and you're bordering on what could possibly be holding you back. And like that little subtle, like, I just felt like I wanted to watch that video. It's so important. Do you have any other like big, little, tiny, like, stories for us about like how prayer has guided you? Like what, like a time when you actually remember you've said something and then like miraculous things have happened afterwards?
Yeah. The one that pops into mind is when I was pregnant, 8 months pregnant with my first. And, I was in receiving mode just on Facebook one day and I had, seen a video of another female entrepreneur who was kind of in my circle who had gone swimming with dolphins in Hawaii. And just hearing the music and watching it, I was like, something in me opened up. Like I got so awake and I was like, just leaning in and there was just a warm, fuzzy feeling inside. Mm. And then the other voice, like my logical small voice is like, how's that going to happen? You're here, that's over there, you're about to have a baby and whatnot. But it wouldn't go away. Like it kept showing up during the day while I was just going about my business. And one thing that I really had to pray about was I took the next step, which was, okay, if I want to do this, I've got to find out how much it costs even or when the dates are and how it's going to work. So I did opt to speak to the lady. So then it became real because she told me how much it was going to cost. It was like $5,000 or something at the time. And I had to get flights and accommodation and speak to my husband about, you know, saying, hey, I really want to go on this. And I usually with most things, he's fine. He just says, yeah, like he believes in my belief in me and the fact that this is the right decision. Mm. I must have had a teensy bit of self-doubt because he became the protector on me and said, no, you're not going. I don't trust that it's the right thing for the baby. And what if you have the baby on the plane? All sorts of things. But inside, like my intuition was so strong. I journaled and I was like, mama dolphins, baby dolphins. Like if I meant to go on this, like, please give me a sign. I was struggling. I was in a bit of struggle with that going, I have this. And then there's my husband saying no. And the money wasn't just literally there for me. I had to go find it. So I didn't know where it was going to come from, but I had to write my options down. So I just went for a walk and said, look, I'm just asking for clarity and I'm just asking if it's not right for me, I'm fine to walk away from this and not let it bother me again. Mm. But if you, my soul and my connection to God, like if you really want me on this trip and it's for my highest good, please show me that this is where you want me to go. Like this is your divine plan for me that I go here. And suddenly it was just more like, it was a feeling of certainty. When I came back from that walk going, okay, my husband does not agree, but here's what I'm willing to do. I'm going to be willing to just say out loud and express myself and say, I'm going. here's my plan. I need to talk to my midwife. Like, see all the steps in this, like, this is a project now. A project. Yeah. based curriculum. I need to take all these steps and I have to figure out where the money is. And again, a growth opportunity there, because I didn't have a great connection with my father. And it ended up being that I had to ask him, because that was the most direct way I did. I asked God, I'm like, do you want me to sell a program? Because I can sell and I can do it. But that wasn't what the divine plan was for me. I was meant to heal something with my dad before this baby came. And that whole trip, like even the oracle cards that came out with the mermaid on this trip in Kona, it was father healing. Wow. Father as my provisionary source, because I was always worried about money, worried about how I was going to support myself, had all these niggly bits that had to be ironed out. And in the ocean, I got a physical experience. And Dana Mermaid, who was the lady who took me on this excursion, it was a one-on-one trip to swim with wild dolphins, whilst pregnant, and she just looked at me struggling in the water, because I had never swum in the deep end without help, right? So she's like, you're going to see these guys, you're just going to have to swim, like, and just be able to tread water, which that was my biggest fear, treading water, and like when you can't see the depth of the ocean.
Yeah, and you've got this big baby bump at the same time.
That made me more buoyant. She's like, you've got more water in you. She's like, there is so much salt in the ocean, you are not going to sink. Stop struggling. And she was like looking me in the eye, and it's like I could not have got that lesson out of a book. And it was like that same lesson I remembered, how I just had to get back to my breath, and that, oh my god, like I'm not sinking, I'm actually floating, and I can see these guys. And the dolphins were, you know, pinging back with their sound, because they know there's another heartbeat in there, so they get very excited.
That's so cool. And I love how many different lessons there were in that for you. Like, you know, being able to express your truth with your partner, being able to ask for what you want with your father, which I've done before, actually to invest with you the first time that I did. And I know what that's like. I had to heal some stuff to be able to ask him for that. Being able to learn to like trust yourself and back yourself, and even when like it kind of looked crazy to other people, that's amazing. That's so cool. Yeah.
And so that was a real visceral experience of prayer, and having then to do the steps that come after the prayer too, to have the courage to, you can ask for that bit of strength too in the prayer, saying, I just want you to go. Again, I think before I got on the phone with my dad, I was so nervous and I almost didn't want to call, but I knew there was a deadline, or like I couldn't get on this trip whenever there was a deadline. And I'm like, okay, I don't know the words, so I just pray for guidance with the words. And again, I use it in business when it's like I'm nervous about talking to someone and like I don't know what I'm supposed to say, but please guide my conversation and the words that are coming out of me today, so it's in alignment with the message.
You taught me that. So now if I'm ever feeling a little concerned about getting on a call or going into a conversation that I feel like I really need to be in my own like centered power for, things like that, or just to have courage for, that I just pray beforehand and I surrender. So I don't think that I have to have all of the right things to say. I just surrender in the moment, and I do like I open my heart as much as I can and just allow whatever wants to come through me to come through. And I find that when I do that, that I feel like almost like someone's hugging me as I'm doing it. Like I'm being held while I'm doing something that's scary for me. And it's like I'm stronger because of that energy force around me. So I totally understand that and recommend that everyone does do that. The next time you're feeling like a little bit scared or like you need courage or you need the right things to say, like say that. And then that or something better part. Can you tell us about that quickly? We're going to have to wrap up soon, but I want to put that in.
So usually I would recommend someone end their prayer or intention with this or something better for the highest good of all concerned, because you as Kiara or you as Sam, like you could be asking for a certain thing, but you don't always know what's in your highest good. You might think that getting a yes on this contract is going to be best for you. But sometimes getting the no is actually better for you because a better opportunity was coming, but you couldn't see it from where you're standing. So saying this or something better for the highest good of all concerned kind of leaves space in that prayer for again, being led and guided to the right, you know, your right place. It's like, I always feel like it's like your space in this world, it's already carved out for you. It's like your soul has said, this is who you're meant to be here in this lifetime. Mm. And we can't always see that bigness. Mm. And so we might tend to say yes to little projects that probably might take us off that game, because in that mindset, maybe when we were in fear, I thought we have to grab at everything and say yes, or else we're not going to get there, something like that. So I always like saying this or something better for the highest good, to give that bit of spaciousness for, sometimes we don't always know what's best for us.
Yeah. And you know what? It releases expectations as well. So you get to set your desire and then just kind of like allow and surrender to whatever comes up. So whenever I've gotten off a call that I wanted to go a particular way and it didn't go my way, then I get off with the knowledge that it must be the something better. Like there's something else that's around the corner. And I know when I met my partner, he did not look anything like my ideal man with the checklist and all of that. But he was the something better. Like he is now everything that was on the list and more, but at the time he just wasn't packaged in the same way that I thought he would be. So I think
the thing that I'm getting for you there is the gratitude can come in when you say this or something better, because you know, even if something didn't go your way, yes, what did I learn from that or whatever, you could go through that process, but it always leaves room for, no matter what, I can be grateful for what just happened.
Yeah.
I know that I'm being guided. Like, you just know that the universe is rooting for you.
Yeah. So powerful. It's really, really beautiful. You feel like the whole world is your best friend when you pray. It's a really beautiful way of living and incorporating it into your life. So I highly recommend that people do it at home. And I just want to say one more thing. I feel like we could talk about this for ages. Is that one of the things that I got from you when you were training me in this sort of stuff was how important it is to kind of set the intention based on who you want to be and how you want to feel as well, not just the outcome. So like we were doing in particular for sales calls, but it could be for anything, like not just I want to get this new client. It's like I want to be the most inspired and inspiring version of myself, and I want to say the right things. That like before we got on this podcast interview, you were like, I want to give them the messages that just like ping off their soul and they feel like they were the right things for them to hear at that exact time. And I melted and fell so in love with you. So I love that, Nadra. You're like your essence and your truth and your absolute commitment to what is the highest good for everyone comes through so much. So thank you so much for sharing. How can people find out about you? So I know you have your business, Conscious Woman in Business, and you've got something coming up that you wanted to tell us about.
Yeah. So my main website is consciouswomaninbusiness.com, but the best thing, something that I've created for listeners of the Inspired Life podcast and Kiara's audience, if you go to this link, it's bit.ly/inspiredlifepodcast. I've created a masterclass that's coming up in a few weeks, and you just have to put in your name and email just so I can keep in touch with you when those details are released. I'm really excited about it because it's like the culmination of everything that I've kind of learned so far about, you know, even if you want to go for it in your business or your life, you've got to have a vision that's pulling you. And I find that the biggest stumbling block for people is sometimes not having enough intention in their goal to begin with. So it's like, how can you set inspired goals for your life? And that masterclass, I'm going to be taking you through a process, and my coach actually pulled it out of me yesterday when I realized how unconscious this stuff is for me. She's like, hold on, Nadra. How do you get someone to connect with their higher self to get the next step? Like, I want you to teach that. And I was like, I got so excited and inspired, because until my coach pulled that out of me, I didn't even know that it was something other people didn't probably know how to do, because I do it all the time. And I just get on with someone and that's what we do. We connect with their higher self in the moment. It's like, okay, what does she want? 30 grand. Okay, cool. Like, how are we going to get there? And who are you going to be? Like, it was happening so quickly that in the masterclass, that's why I'm so excited, because I'm finally breaking down something that was unconscious into conscious steps.
I love that so much. That's one of the things that you learned about on my webinar when I was talking about the 11 steps to sacred business, is how you need to break down what you do unconsciously. Yes. That is so good, and put it into a format that you can deliver with other people.
Oh, finally.
It's just so exciting.
Your webinar has pinged. I knew I needed like a methodology. I'm like, I don't know my methodology. I just do it. Like, and the thing is, again, divine timing, right? Yeah. I always thought my methodology was around, oh, the sales and how to do that. But I'm like, I'm not freaking going to teach anyone how to sell unless they come to me awake with, here's a really juicy, inspired vision for my life that I'm going for. And where do you get that vision? It's really like you connecting to your higher self and letting her or him, like, really, like, lay this, like, little breadcrumbs in front of you saying, this is your next thing for the next 3 months. This is your focus. Mm-hmm. So when I get someone who's super focused, when I get together with them on a one-on-one, it's just going to be like, ooh, like angels. So yes. I wanted this class to be the start of that. And I'm doing it for free now, and I probably will, you know, it might be a paid thing later. So I'm just excited for whoever is listening to this now. It's probably your time to just receive it. Mm-hmm. So
bit.ly/inspiredlifepodcast.
Beautiful.
I have had the pleasure of being on a call with Nadhara and connecting to my higher self. And it's one of the things that kind of got me on the path where now all I teach is like, you already have the answers within. I can help you and I can guide you to get there. So definitely jump on that call while she's doing it for free. That sounds incredible. Nadhara, for coming on the show, I really appreciate you sharing all that you have.
Pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you to the listeners for tuning in and listening. I'm so grateful that you do, because I love that I get to interview awesome people each week and share it with you. So please, if you like what you're hearing, I'd love for you to rate the show and review it on iTunes so that other people can hear what you're getting out of it as well, so that they might be inspired to jump on board and listen to. And I'd love to know as well, have you had an experience where you have prayed and you have seen the results? You've heard the guidance and you've followed the steps and you've seen the results. So jump on over to our Facebook page, An Inspired Life. Find the thread with Nadhara and I and just join the conversation there. Like, tell us your story. Ask your questions about prayer, because Nadhara and I will both be able to check it out and answer them for you. Awesome. Thank you so much, Nadhara. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will talk to you next week.